three, please.
Are we do the consent?
Oh, sorry, you want to do consent first? We should. I don't believe there are any withdrawals of items from consent. We have a short consent calendar this morning. Anything to remove? Okay, then let's vote on the consent calendar as printed.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, 493.
493, proclaim May 20, 2015 to be a day of recognition for Grant Magazine.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. This week and next week, we're going to have an opportunity as a council to recognize and honor outstanding high school students in our community, students who have received national recognition for their work. And today, it's a great honor to welcome the Grant High School family and their outstanding student journalists who've won a very prestigious award, Mayor, and to issue a proclamation. So with one caveat, which is there's a lot of names I'm going to be reading, and I apologize if I mangle anyone's name. I have them all spelled phonetically. But as the journalists know, you're only as good as the person reading your material, so I apologize in advance. But I first want to welcome to the dais our honored guests, Hunter Stewart, Koji Weber, Taylor Ishida, and Renee Kendrick. Why don't you come forward and take a seat up front as I read the proclamation. Then we have two other honored guests. Dave Austin, do you want to join us?
And just pull up another chair if we can find a loose one there so you can come up together.
Welcome, everybody. We'll give
another couple of chairs, maybe.
We'll give Professor Austin a chair here.
Yeah, we'll treat him properly.
An endowed chair.
Endowed chair, says Commissioner Saul. That's very generous, Dan. Thank you. You beat me to the punch that, by the way, this is a subscription-driven magazine, so I'm hoping that everyone in this building at the end of the day does sign up and subscribe to Grant Magazine to help support these outstanding journalists. So welcome. And as we all know, Grant Magazine recently brought home a prestigious Gold Crown Award from the Columbia Scholastic Press Association. And listen to this. This is the first time in Oregon's history that a publication has been so honored. This is a big deal. And we're so proud to welcome Grant students and journalists, family and friends today for this celebration. And it's my honor to read a proclamation the mayor is issuing today. We'll give you an original of the proclamation at the end of the ceremony, and then we'd all like to take a picture with you, if that's possible. Whereas Grant Magazine was launched in 2011, as Grant High School's student-run magazine, replacing the Grantonian newspaper. And whereas the goal of Grant Magazine is to tell the authentic stories of the high school community, including Grant students, faculty and staff, administrators, volunteers, and families. And whereas on March 20th, 2015, Grant Magazine journalists were presented with a prestigious Columbia Scholastic Press Association Gold Crown Award at a ceremony in New York City. And whereas the Gold Crown Award is the association's highest honor and recognizes the best student publications across our country based on writing, design, photography, concept, and online coverage. And whereas Grant Magazine is the only Oregon publication to ever receive a Crown Award in our state's history. And whereas the Grant journalists bring success brings honor and distinction to Portland Public Schools, to the city of Portland, the County of Multnomah, the State of Oregon, and Portland Public Schools. And whereas the student journalists have been supported by volunteer instructor Dave Austin, former editors and now college students Luke Bolton, Alex Gerald, and Maya Montgomery, Grant High School Principal Carol Campbell, who we'll be hearing from shortly, family members, teachers, and friends. And whereas the award-winning Grant Magazine team includes the following students, apologies in advance, Janelle Arnold, Rowena Balasubrami, Jessica Barr, Amber Burkhart, Sarah Hamilton, Sophie Hout, Finn Hawley Blue, Cassie Hill, Taylor Ishida, Eliza Kamerling Brown, Rennie Kendrick, Cade May, Molly Metz, Blue Midyet, Sawyer Montgomery, Amelia Morrison, Cassius Pettit, Jackie Raff, Bella Rido, Hunter Stewart, Max Tapagna, Lael Tate, Tess Waxman, and Koji Weber. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 20th, 2015, to be a day of recognition for Grant Magazine in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Mayor, can we suspend the rules and applaud these students?
Thank you all.
So congratulations. David, would you take it away?
Yes. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for putting this forward. Mayor Hales, thank you for having us. The rest of the council, thank you. My name is Dave Austin, and I am the communications director from Multnomah County, but I'm here today proudly as the volunteer instructor of Grant Magazine. We're in our fourth year, and I apologize, Commissioner Fish, but this is the second year in a row that Grant has won the Columbia Gold Crown.
That's even better. So.
I need a better editor, excuse me. It's an editorial mistake.
We've got a bunch here who can handle that. I just want to say a few words and then put the real people who deserve the recognition up front, all these students. I do this because it's something, you know, we heard from some of the people today who testified and talked about helping kids find a path. It's so important, and I don't need to remind the council of that. But these kids are not kids. They're journalists in every sense of the word. You have before you, I hope you got them, five copies of some of our issues from this year. And you can see that our coverage ranges from a story that Taylor Ishida photographed and wrote about two Grant alumni who were interned in Montana in the beginning of World War II and then made it back to Portland, attended Grant and graduated, and she wrote a very fine story about their lives. All the way to stories about students posting racist and misogynistic things on social media, and we conducted an investigation and brought that to light. These guys are about not just, you know, putting out PR for the school or the school district. It's about covering the fabric, the good and bad of the community. And our goal is to shed light on things, not to just point something out. We offer solutions. So I hope you'll I really want to say I appreciate the effort by the council to recognize these folks, and I'd like to let them say a few words.
Please.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning.
You just lean in.
Yeah, there's a button right there. There you go.
Yeah, so my name is Hunter Stewart, and I'm a senior and editor. Oh, no.
We had a huge technology upgrade recently, so nothing worked, so forgive us.
Just push the button. Forgive us. Don't keep pushing the button again.
Bear with us.
Is it good? Nope.
Yep. Right, just use that one.
The whole thing moves. You can move the whole thing closer to you. That whole station moves.
Okay. There we go. All right.
Low tech.
So, yeah, my name is Hunter Stewart. I'm a senior editor-in-chief this year as well, and I'd definitely like to thank the council for taking this time to recognize us. I can honestly say I've never worked harder for something in my life, but I've also never received such just positive, I can't say positive feedback. It's much deeper than that. This has directed me in a way I know I would not be able to have if I had not participated in Grant Magazine. And as I'm going out to college, I now know I have a set of skills, but also mindset that I'll keep with me to navigate New York City next year. And definitely, you know, everyone's talking about the team, and I know if not for Grant Magazine and Dave's leadership and then all the support that we've been able to have from our community and school, I would be one of those kids that would not have direction. I really didn't before I started this. And although, you know, there were definitely hard times and I had to learn some hard lessons, but, you know, on my way out, I see all your hard work goes into something, and it, even if you feel like you're at your lowest or if you don't know really what the outcome will be, if you just stick with it, I now know how much you can take out of that. And that's something that Grant Magazine has shown me all the way through.
Who else wants to say something?
Ready? You want
to? Put a shot.
No,
there
you're
go.
Just trying to do
Hi, I'm Rennie Kendrick. I'm a junior and the managing editor and also just a student journalist. And I just would like to say that this is my second year on Magazine, and I would like to say it's just a really great community of students really working hard, and it teaches you life skills that you would never learn in other classes, like interviewing people and meeting people, Those are things that you'll carry to any career or anything you pursue. And just seeing how we can come together as a team. I don't know if Dave mentioned this, but to get our Gold Crown Award, we had to travel to New York City. So as a team this year, we fundraised $42,000. So all on our own accord. We have 440 subscribers. So it's been really cool to see how we can come together and really reach out to the community just working as our own team.
And can I ask you, do you have an older sister at UP?
Yes, I do.
just to show that, again, another part of the grant story, Rennie's older sister plays soccer at UP, but we know her because she came and knocked on our door at City Council and at the Housing Bureau because she was interested in launching a program to combat homelessness in our community. Mm-hmm. And so just another example of someone who's a graduate of Grant making a difference in our community. So congratulations to you.
Yes, thank you.
Who else would like?
Well, let me just interrupt because Rennie's, she never takes credit where credit is due. Of that $42,000, she was personally accountable for about $21,000 of it. Wow. So. And also, she'll be busy this weekend because she's in the finals for the 1500 at the state meet in Eugene. So she runs around an awful lot.
So the track and field runs in the family. There you go. Congratulations. Who else wants to say something?
So something else to, as far as like what magazine does for all of us, it really opens up a lot of opportunities outside of school. So. I wrote that story about the internment, two alumni who were interned at the age of 2 and 3. And so through that experience, I had to speak with a lot of different people to, be able to capture that time accurately. So I now get to volunteer at the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center downtown, working on preserving history. And it's an opportunity that you really wouldn't come by unless you had to write a story about Japanese internment. So it's just opened up a lot of new opportunities that are just really beneficial now. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Say something. You're an editor-in-chief.
You have the privilege of saying anything.
Similar to what Hunter is talking about in terms of what I've gotten out of this class, certainly looking at the first 2 years of my high school career, and then recognizing like a more of a repeated process of doing work in other classes and just kind of doing the minimum to get the best grade. Magazine has kind of taught me to go beyond that and then recognize, the rewards I've gotten out of hard work. I know now more than ever what I want to do in my future, which is something that's, exclusively, Dave and I guess all the other members of the staff, and then my last 2 years on the staff have just kind of been incredible in terms of having the honor to guide some of the younger staffers and also just have the opportunity to cover the community. So I'd like to thank you, Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fish and the rest of the council for honoring us today.
Thank you all. We have two other honored guests, and then we're going to just recognize one other group that's here. David, would you like to introduce our guests?
Yes, if they could come up, our principal, Carol Campbell, and our Portland School Superintendent, Carol Smith.
Thank you all.
Thanks, students. Thank you very much. Good work.
Welcome, ladies. We know it's a high honor that is happening here when both the superintendent and a principal join us for recognition. This is a rare day. Thank you both. Carol?
Thank you. Yeah, and I want to thank the council and the mayor for recognizing the Grant Magazine. They're amazing. It's one of the best group of students that and every year that's like that. So it's not just this group, but I think the Grant Magazine brings the best out of our students that are able to participate. I also want to recognize Bill Dickey and Scott Ballow at Morrell Inc., who they're our business partner who prints the magazine for us. They donate the printing and also have exposed the kids to a little bit about what they do in their business, which is that whole CTE stuff that we're trying to do. Dave has lots of students who pursue careers after college or after high school related to journalism, writing, I'm interviewed by the Grant Magazine students a lot. They hold me accountable in some cases. I think they all have me on speed dial, so I talk to a lot of them quite frequently, but it's a pleasure and an honor because of the quality of the work that they do. They report on things that the students need to know about, so it's unlike a regular school newspaper, and we're very fortunate to have Dave Austin as a volunteer. He volunteers his time to do this program, and we are adding another Grant Magazine class next year because it's something that students want to do, and we're going to provide kind of a training ground, so we're going to have a kind of a pre-class for students who are interested. So I think the recognition should go to the students for the most part because they're the ones that produce this publication. They're there after hours, Saturdays, evenings, under the guidance of Dave Austin. So I feel really fortunate to be part of Grant and part of this publication.
Thank you for joining us, Carol.
And I'll just add my thanks for you taking the time and doing a proclamation to recognize outstanding student accomplishment. I will just say I think that what Grant Magazine is doing is some of the most powerful journalism in our community, and it's great to get national recognition for that, but they are really doing community building through journalism, and you also just hear the stories of personal transformation of students in every year of this publication, and every year it has gotten better. So, and I also will just extend a thanks to Dave Austin. It's powerful to me to have a volunteer come in and have this depth of engagement and profound impact and really build something that is transformational for a community and for the individuals who are getting to participate in it. So thank you for taking the time to recognize Grant Magazine. And you guys, congratulations. You're awesome.
We're going to pause in a second and ask if we can take a picture with the council. But there's one other group that's here I think, David, we should recognize, which is the parents and loving, caring adults and teachers that are here to support these young people. Would they please rise and accept our thanks for their role? The parents and the support team.
And they haven't indulged in a commercial, but I will. I've noticed that your website is mobile-friendly, and you can go on either your smartphone or your laptop and subscribe to Grant Magazine, which I'm going to do because I didn't know you could subscribe by mail. So I'm in, and we'll encourage others to follow that example and read some great journalism. So,
David, what does it cost for a one-year subscription?
$42.
It's $42, $40 if you just want to write us a check right now. and you get 8 issues. We put out 8 issues. We come out once a month, and appreciate that. And if you want to put that on your tweet or mailing list for us, we would accept that too.
Yeah.
But thank you for having us, and thank you for recognizing these kids who do real journalism. And it's you know, the mainstream media follows us, so read it first at Grant Magazine.
That's right. That's great.
Actually, Dave, just to follow up on that, I will become a subscriber too, partly because just leafing through the issues you brought with you, there's an article here about Tangible Tunes by Finn Hawley Blue that says something which I had not learned from the mainstream media. They're apparently hiding it, which is that the sales of vinyl records have gone from 1 million a year in the early 2000s to 9 million a year now, and high school students are largely driving that. Mm-hmm. And that is fascinating to me, and I have to tell you, it makes me feel much less old. So sign me up.
Okay,
thank you.
Great.
It looks like a real community service as well as a great opportunity for the students. So we appreciate that part of what's being done here as well. Good journalism is good for
the
whole community.
Nice shout out for Bill Dickey. I think now we can safely conclude that Bill actually runs a nonprofit business.
Yeah.
Because there isn't an event we go to where people don't thank him for doing the printing gratis or the discounts. So good for
great.
Bill.
Photograph
college?
Please.
Do we get all the student journalists to come forward? What
Thank you all very much.